this thing up.
Wow, what an intro. Good morning, Finn.
Caitlin, lovely to be here.
Oh, lovely to meet you. Lovely to be here with you. I'm so excited. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Just woke up, but I drank like a liter and a half of fizzy water, so I'm ready to go.
Are you a still or are you a sparkling?
I'm a sparkling, but it's difficult
that.
These days because like, what do? You can't buy yourself a... SodaStream.
No, that'd be very bad.
Oh, how do you get fizzy stuff without drinking from plastic bottles? That's my next question. Because I can smash out 3 liters of sparkling water in a day, mate. But I think I'm just going to be plastic by the end of my life if I keep doing that.
Yeah, which is no good. I hate, though, like, when people, I love to go out and get sparkling water. I think it's so yummy. And when people go out and they're like, still, I'm like, no, don't do that.
Boo.
Boo. Have sparkling. If it costs more, though, don't have it. But boo.
Yeah, if you're charging more for it, boo.
Boo. If you're charging more, you suck. That's what we're saying this morning.
Yeah, you're the worst.
But we're not here to talk about sparkling water. We're here to talk about demo gods. We don't have Babe Martin in this morning.
No.
Which I, to be honest, theory time, I think she just doesn't want to see me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is there beef?
No. I just think she's had enough of me this week, maybe.
Has she seen a little bit of you this week?
I saw her last Saturday, so I guess in the week. Yeah, so maybe that's it.
She didn't say anything on my end, but I didn't want to pry.
Yeah, well.
Maybe there was some subtext.
Maybe. Don't pry.
I shan't.
Yeah.
Yeah, so me and Zoe, we did our session this week.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear all about it next week because A, Zoe can come in. And B, I guess having Karen around who came up with the prompts to be like, this is where my little prompt baby ended up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard how excited she was about that prompt and back on the B-cast, and I was like, oh, that, what a cutie. Love her.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I suppose we're here to talk about the other Demogods episode.
Exactly. Let's go into it. What was the prompt and who was it with?
Okay. So... this week, I decided to hit up my friend Navar.
Mm-hmm.
Navar, full name Navar Katoa Tekela Pule. And Navar, I'm just going to give you a little bio of him. It's almost like his bio on his Instagram is so long that it almost runs out of characters. But he's involved with Noah Records, yep. Leao, Ernie Bell, Romy Wright, Hanisi Garu, the Tamaki Serenaders, Sanguine, Hina, SFD, and Love Affinity. He's kind of a beast. I saw him first when he was emceeing for the live music bar with Sports Team.
Damn, of course.
Yeah, and never looked back. But I don't know. I just felt like he'd be a cool guy to work with. And so I hit him up. I was like, Navar, can we do this Demo Gods thing? And if anybody doesn't know at home, Demo Gods is basically a series of collaborations. Karen, who's usually hosting the show, comes up with a list of prompts, mm-hmm. and every 2 weeks I hit up an artist and I go, let's choose a song, let's write a song from one of these prompts, and we just write it on the day, we mix it on the week, and we play it once, maybe twice if you're lucky, and then it never gets heard again, so you better tune in. And this week, yeah, so I said to Navar, let's do this, he was keen, and he was like, oh, can I bring the bro? to this session, and I was like, yeah, sure. And he was like, because sometimes we do it at the person's studio,
yeah,
sometimes we do it at my place,
mm-hmm.
and I was kind of assuming it would be at his place. I don't know why. You know what they say about assumptions. But anyway, he was like, okay, cool, what's your address? And I was like, oh, my studio is in the van, Navar. I don't know if 3 people are going to fit in the van. Zoe was actually the first person to come into the van,
wow.
to record the song. I've just done it up.
Yeah.
I took the front seat out so I can put all the electronics in where you would usually drive the van.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of room in there. But I think if you have 3 people in there, you'd be facing in all kind of like stupid directions.
Mm-hmm.
So Navar was like, okay, we'll just come to my studio.
Yeah.
So first, without telling you too much about the other players involved,
ooh.
I think we should play Navar's choice for a song that represents a little bit of what he's about as a producer and a writer and a musician. As you heard, he does a crap load of things, but I think a really close to his heart project is working with Ernie Bell.
Yes.
And I'm going to, he chose, I'll actually read you what he said, it was very sweet.
Oh.
I was like, what do you want to play? He was like, track 9 from Ernie's second album, mm-hmm. Not Your Cupid. It's the title track.
Yeah.
And he says, it's a composition I wrote as an enduring lullaby / reverence for her.
Oh my goodness. Bless him. That is so cute.
That's good, eh?
Oh my gosh. Should we give it a listen?
Please.
All right. Here it is. Not Your Cupid with Ernie Bell. You're listening to Demo Gods on the Saturday Spring.
Slow.
Not Your Cupid by Ernie Bell, Navarre's choice for Demo Gods to play before we hear the track in a couple of weeks that you guys have made, Finn. What a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. What else have you got?
All right. So continuing this anecdote from yesterday, Navarre was like, okay, come to my studio because it's not literally a van and we can fit more than one extra person in it. So I come in. And the first person I see there, Matt Hunter, a.k.a. Kenny Sterling, co-founder of Manuka Records with Dylan Biscuit,
yep.
one of my favorite producers in Tamaki,
mm-hmm.
who I've never met, almost shat. I was like, what? Are we doing a song together? And spoiler alert, we did do a song together.
Oh, my gosh.
But for Matt, I feel like I want to play my favorite Manuka Records recording, which was mm-hmm. maybe the first one that I heard back in 2023. This is Summer V. And Summer V released back then a double single, or mm-hmm. a single and a B-side, Key to All Your Love and Judas. And Key to All Your Love is the track that I want to play. It's got a ripping JY solo, and it's just one of the most legit sounding, you know, could have been recorded 50 years ago, could have been recorded on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Not that we don't love our current time and place and location and everything. But, yeah, this is the real deal. And I think we should just listen to it.
Let's do it. I've got no qualms with that. Let's do it. Here it is. track.
Yeah, I'm still blown away by that one. If you want to check out a little bit more Manuka Records stuff, Romy Writes is another really good place to stop. And they're always doing stuff. And you can imagine from my point of view, just hearing that and then seeing the people that can make that kind of sound.
Yeah.
Music and working fast, you know. We wrote the song in just a day. In fact, we took it quite slow. We took a whole day. I feel like some demo gods take like 5 hours, 4 hours. Me and Zoe's one was pretty tight.
Mm.
But this one, we just chilled. I mean, they did a lot of hard work. I don't want to say we chilled. But it took a little while for us to even figure out, to even start on vocals, because we brought in a vocalist.
Yeah.
Who wrote the song on the spot, wrote the lyrics. We all sort of threw the lyrics around with the prompt, the year 2929.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it started out we were going to do Help, I'm Falling. These are the prompts that Karen has chosen because that was an easy one. Matt was immediately like, Falling. I think I'm falling in love. We got it. It's a love song. And then Miss Fenua came in, the lyricist, the singer, and she was like, let's have a listen to the other prompt ideas.
All right.
And then we settled on, the year 2929. And That was ripe fuel for some cool lyrics. And Miss Fenua, who I've never come across before, beautiful singer, has done some producing in the past for some rap group that I can't actually remember right now, but I'll check my phone and I'll tell you afterwards. And then also has done some solo stuff, but hasn't got stuff out recently, but obviously we'll be hearing from her in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But just like such a lovely person and such an incredible singer. And I hit her up last night and was like, do you want to play a song? And they sent me three options. And I chose Space Fatal.
Yes.
From the SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should
from
listen
the to SoundCloud.
That. From the SoundCloud.
The
everybody.
SoundCloud. I like that.
Home of SoundCloud rap.
Yep.
Yeah, and this is another cool song.
Hell yeah. All right. I'm going to get this set up and then we're going to play Space Fatal by Miss Fenua. How exciting!
All right. Yeah.
Give me some space to think. I'm frustrated. Mapped out my packed up and showed up to better things. I'm frustrated. The fatal, give me some space to think. Cradle your baby steps, but don't wait it out. Strive to no love, deprived from no one. Looping and on a break. Now I'm waiting to have no space to think. In favor of my first and my last, terrified to be. Future's past. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Crazy to think I was far from insanity. A little bit closer by my must-have destructive loyalty. Royalty, no king, no queen, no peasant, no freedom. Straight the fatal.
What a track. Again.
Yeah.
Three bangers.
Yeah, I mean, like, how lucky am I?
I mean.
Getting to work with all these banger makers. That wasn't even a joke.
These banger makers. Yeah. What a good saying, Finn.
Yeah.
That's going to be so exciting.
Yeah. I'm excited to hopefully get all those cats in here.
Yeah.
And we can tell the story about how we made the song properly.
Mm-hmm.
Do I tell you what it's called? I think it's called Year 29.
Gorgeous. Song. Would make sense because the year 29.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I guess I shan't say too much because
no.
next episode,
mm-hmm.
we'll hear the full story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's about it. Oh, I guess I just, the only thing left is to plug the show that I can't forget to
yes.
plug.
No, you must. I forgot.
So and then I will fly off into the night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Plug.
Yeah, Fables. I'm plugging this very nepotistically because I'm playing bass in the wonderful folk band
of
Fables. Jess Bailey's huge comeback, about mm-hmm. to release an album, about to on Tuesday or Wednesday release her first video ever. And she's just firing on all cylinders. So if you're in Tāmaki, come on to Public Bar this Sunday. I'm opening. And Jess, I'm playing with the full band. We got Arahi on the drums.
Oh.
We got Dave Kahn on the fiddle.
What a band!
It's really, yeah. It's really something that you're going to want to come and have a look at. And Public Bar is doing gigs. And if you haven't been to one, I saw Sulfate at Public Bar.
Sick.
If you don't know, Wine Cellar shut down. Public Bar is sort of the de facto bar area,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing gigs in the bar area. So if you've always gone to that bar and got drunk and thought, what would it be like if there's a band like in this very room? It's kind of the best version of that it ever could be. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Looks cool. And that venue kind of still keeps going, which
yeah.
is great. Yeah. So we got that. And then we're playing. I know this isn't very like Tāmaki based, but the
okay.
other two shows. If you have anybody you know in Hawke's Bay, we are playing the Paisley Stage and the Hawke's Bay Arts Festival. But the Paisley Stage on the 17th of October. And then October 18th, we're playing Last Place in Hamilton.
Boom! I wish yes. I had that sting that was like. Bow, 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 bow.
Bow, bow, bow. Oh, the air horn.
Yeah. That's what it's called, the air horn.
The question is, do you have the recording of it going, bow, 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 or do you just have a bow that you press four times?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, spoiler alert, it's the latter.
Whoa, I've learned
no,
so
I'm
much.
Not a gate. I don't want to gatekeep that horn.
No, thank God for you, Finn. Honestly, wow, I've learned so much this morning. Oh, what a treat this has been. And I look forward to hearing Babe Martin and your song next week.
Yep.
And then this one the week after.
Yeah.
I'll be tuned the heck in.
That's awesome. And Caitlin, it's been a treat to present this stuff with you.
Oh.
And you've been holding it down like an absolute pro. Been loving the show in the car.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing you cover for the next show you cover for.
Oh my gosh, email that to my boss. That's
I will.
So,
I'll
yes.
do it. I'll do it. If
Thank
this doesn't
you.
Count as enough of an endorsement, I'll email it through.
I'll sting this. All right. Well, that was Demo Gods. Yeah. Gosh, how lucky are we?
Rainy Day Project.
With Finn Johansson.